Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and I have two guests on the show with me here today. By phone is Carla Janning, as well as Rick Hunsinger, who represent Region 12 Council of Governments and the work that they're doing to provide some housing here in not only the city of Jefferson, but all of Green County. So thank you very, very much for both of you for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, let's first of all kind of tackle some of the housing projects that Region 12 is helping to provide here. Carla, if you wouldn't mind kind of taking the baton first and telling us one of the more major projects that people might be seeing nowadays is a big program to provide four houses, new built houses here in the city of Jefferson.
Yes, we are extremely excited about that. We worked with the city and applied for some funding through the Federal Home Loan Bank, which we were awarded in 2018, and it allows for us to build four single-family homes. The first two homes have been started, and they are under construction. They are two-bedroom, one-bath, approximately 1,000 square feet on the main floor with a full basement and a 20-by-20 garage. The third home was built by the Homes for Iowa program that Rick will talk about shortly, and it consists of a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,200-square-foot home on a full basement with 24-by-24 garage. So we are quite excited about all these new projects.
Tell us again, Carla, if you wouldn't mind, where are these houses going to be located?
The first two houses by Tri-County are at 507 North Cedar, 506 East Clark, and the third home is at 606 North Cedar. So within a one-block area, we are putting three new homes with a fourth on the way.
And the fourth one was going to be where again?
The fourth one will be right next to the 606 lot on the corner of Clark and Cedar.
Tell us again, you said that this is a program that you had to apply for. So is it a very complicated process? I'm sure it must be to be able to get some funding to be able to build these new homes.
The funding that really assisted us to do this was through the Federal Home Loan Bank. And that was the first piece of the funding puzzle for these four homes. In addition to that, we were able to access the Workforce Housing Tax Credit Program through the state of Iowa. This is a program that we applied for a couple of years ago. That one wasn't very difficult. Federal Home Loan Bank certainly has a lot of specific regulations, and each year they change their criteria and where they provide points. And so it's a bit of trying to craft an application that would work. The two lots that where we're building these first two houses with Tri-County were donated by the city of Jefferson, which is not only a great partnership, but it helped us point-wise. The other two lots in the project, which are on that northwest corner of Clark and Cedar, were originally a donation from an individual who gave us a house to our housing trust fund, which then cleared the lot, and the housing trust fund donated those two lots for Region 12. So all four of the lots were donated to Federal Home Loan Bank, which certainly gave us a significant grant that is going to enable us to construct these homes. One of the issues with constructing new homes in rural communities is that you can't build a home and then sell it for what the money that you have in it. And that's because the markets just aren't as vibrant. And it's both a function of demand and a function of the appraisal process.
Okay.
And what else is available on the market. So we know we're not going to be able to sell them for what we have in them. And these two essentially grant programs are going to help us make these houses available.
Well, now, Rick, Carla had brought this up, and I guess it'll be your turn to kind of give us an explanation on another set of hands, as it were, to construct the third house will be placed here in the city of Jefferson. Not built here, but placed here. Talk to us about that program.
This is a brand new initiative that was started between Iowa's councils of governments, of which Region 12 is one of 17 across the state, and the Department of Corrections through Iowa Prison Industries. It is a program where prisoners that are at one of the two Newton facilities that are next door to each other will build stick-build homes at the prison in Newton, and they will be delivered in one piece to communities throughout Iowa. This is a program that South Dakota started in the mid-1990s, so it's got 20-plus years of experience in running the program. It's been very successful. From a housing standpoint, this is awesome that house is being provided to us at $75,000 delivered, which is less than what we would have to pay if we stick-built the house on site. The reason for that is because prisoners will be building them, so the pay rate for them is less. But the advantage to everybody else, for those inmates, they are going to be getting job training and they'll be enrolled in apprenticeship programs. These skilled trade positions are in high demand throughout the state and they pay very well. So these men, when they're released, are going to be highly marketable, and the trades and the builders in the state of Iowa have been excited about this program because they need workers. In addition, in South Dakota, it has been 30% and higher decreased recidivism. And so it's been a great program as far as family stability, community policing, positive effects on the justice system. And so there are public funds saved that way, and really it betters people's lives, both from an offender standpoint and from the potential victim standpoint, to have decreased recidivism, providing people with high-quality jobs. And so it's a jobs program, it's a criminal justice program, and it's a housing program that the state of Iowa has embarked upon. And they just started building these homes this fall. They are building only four as the first test, and Jefferson will receive one of the first four homes. Perry is also getting one of the first four homes. Habitat for Humanity will be placing the home in that community. But we were lucky enough to secure one in Jefferson. We just count ourselves very lucky, but these homes will be high-quality homes. It will officially be a modular home, but it will come all in one piece. It's 4x6 construction. It'll be very high-quality materials in them. We're happy to be able to have one of these homes. We tried to get two, actually, so that we could put both of those lots on Cedar. It's a great program for Iowa, and we're very, very happy to be one of the first participants.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with Rick Hunsecker and Carla Janning with Region 12 Council of Governments, talking about some housing projects for our part one of our two-part series here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.